各位啊，亲爱的师长同学，大家早上好。
Good morning, everyone.
非常感谢神啊，有这个机会和大家一起来分享神的话语。
I'm so glad that this morning I have the opportunity to share God's word with you.
在过去这两个多月来啊，受到很多的师长同学的关爱啊，我很享受在这里的团体的生活。
In the past few months, I enjoy my life here very much.
我看到大家是那个文武兼备啊，术业兼工。
And I can see that you are developing every way in every direction.
我也非常享受下午那个运动的时间。
I especially enjoy my exercise time in the afternoon.
使徒保罗他很喜欢用赛跑呢来比喻基督徒如何奔跑天路。
Apostle Paul liked to use sports as his example to talk about spirituality.
他说我奔跑不是无定向的。
He talked about I do not race without direction.
他也说我是忘记背后努力面前向着前面的标杆直跑。
And he talked about forget about the past and I focus on the front and focus to finish my race.
当保罗年老之后，他说当跑的路已经跑尽了。
And when he was old, he talked about, I finished the race I started.
当我想到再过大概一个月，有一些的同学就要走出非圣，进入到一个新的服事的旅程，我就想要和大家分享凭信奔天路。
And I know after about a month, some of you will complete your study here, you will move on. And so this morning, I would like to share with you the message, with faith, let's continue the race.
今天早晨我们就要从希伯来书十二章一到二节来分享。
And we will be looking at the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
我们既有这许多的见证人如云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before us endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们先一起祷告。
And let's pray.
Father, we commit this morning to your hands as we read your words. Pray that you will speak to our hearts as we listen to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. 我们从希伯来书的这个段经文，我们看到奔跑天路的三方面。
And with this particular scripture, we can see three aspects of this race.
第一是奔跑天路的榜样，我们有着许多的见证人如云彩围着我们。
First of all, let's look at the examples or the witnesses that surround us like clouds.
第二方面是奔跑天路的操练，就是要放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And second is a practice and an exercise to put aside things that entangle us, that burden us.
第三方面是奔跑天路的秘诀，就是要存心忍耐，奔那摆在前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And third is the perseverance and fix our eyes on Jesus.
希伯来书呢，大约是主后55-64年写成的，很可能是对于因为罗马城教会所面对的内外压力，有一些犹太信徒想要回到犹太教。
And the book to Hebrews was written around 60 AD and was written to the Roman Christians, some Jewish Christians who under persecution were thinking about going back to Judaism.
所以作者他就指出基督的超越，想要激励信徒要肯定我们信仰的价值，也要恢复过去对于信仰的热忱和勇气，勉励他们要用信心坚持到底。
And the author here talk about the supremacy of Jesus Christ, such that the follower need to follow him all the way.
在作者在过去有一些的劝勉，提到要郑重所听见的话。
And the people, the readers need to pay attention to the words they have learned.
要离弃不信的恶心，竭力跟随耶稣。
They need to put aside all evil and follow Jesus alone.
作者劝勉他们不可离弃真道，要努力进入完全的地步。
And they should not forsake the truth, and they need to come to maturity.
要倚靠基督，不再判道犯罪。
And they need to depend on Jesus and leave the way of sin.
作者他似乎从第十一章看到这些上古的英雄的这些的英雄榜之后呢，就把我们带到十二章的一个罗马时期的赛跑的各跑道。
And after chapter 11 talk about the heroes and heroes of faith, chapter 12 he start talking about describing a Roman race.
让我们好像置身在一个信心的一个赛跑的当中，那在观众席上面有亚伯拉罕、摩西、挪亚，有许多先知和士师和殉道者在那里观看和为我们加油。
And in this Roman race, in the audience, we have Abraham, we have Moses, we have all the greats who have run before us.
他要我们能够继续的效法他们的信心和榜样，能够得到鼓舞，而且继续回应耶稣基督对我们这个信仰的呼召。
And we need to imitate their faith and continue our race faithfully after Jesus.
那在这里见证Maturon 这个希腊文字有两个翻译，就是 witness 和 Maturon。
And the word witness here actually have two significance.
在见证呢，就是指说一个人的生命生活为他的信仰所做的见证。
Witness on one hand is a testimony about the life inside.
那常和这个殉道者会连在一块。
And very often it's also translated as a martyr.
那是指说一个人他为伟大的神所做的见证，以至于付上生命代价，至于死。
It talk about a person testify about his faith unto death.
所以我们不单是有这些旧约的上古时代伟人，还有现在新约和许多殉道者。都在这个场上成为观众为我们加油。
And so in the audience, not just the greats from the Old Testament, also all the apostles, all the heroes of faith, all the martyrs from the New Testament, they are in the audience as well.
当我们在奔跑天路的时候呢，这些云彩就是像就是许多的人围着，就是像这些观众来为我们加油的时候，让我们感觉非常的振奋。
And so when we have all the audience cheering for us, we feel encouraged.
那在许多云彩的见证人当中，我不得不想到飞圣的第二任院长薛玉光牧师。
Upon all the witnesses, I remember Dr. 薛玉光。
他1960年到69年在这里有10年半的服事。
And he served here from 1960 to 69 as president.
之后他就在各处的传道，他是一个信心的榜样。
And he preached and evangelized everywhere. He was a good witness of faith.
他到60岁以后才到非洲去宣教。
When he was 60, he decided to go to Africa.
那他在飞圣的院长之后20年之后，1989年他到了台湾。
And in 89, he came to Taiwan.
为的是要在当时在推广这个宣教的一些的意向。他既然呢就来报考华神，我非常有幸的跟他一起同窗，成为这个院长同学。
Okay. In order to promote mission, he came to the school where I was studying, and we actually became classmates. So I have the president as my classmate.
那他常常鼓励一些对宣教有负担的同学，他也常常会这个亲笔回我这个手写的代导信，鼓励我们走向宣教。
And he encouraged those classmates who have a heart for mission, and he even replied my prayer letter.
但当他考虑当初考虑要加入差会成为宣教时候，是有一些难处。
And at that time when he wanted to join the mission,There were some hindrances.
第一是他当时已经60岁，好像似乎不适合去非洲宣教。
First of all, he was already 60, and it seems that he was not a suitable candidate to go to Africa.
那第二呢，他身体不好，常常有神经衰弱，适合不似乎不适合到一个更艰困的地方去。
And he was not physically well. Sometimes he felt weak. And Africa seems such a tough place.
那第三呢，他的母亲已经92岁，他是家里唯一的儿子，他似乎应该留下来照顾母亲。
And he was already, he has a 92-year-old mother, and it seems that as the only son at home, he should stay back and take care of his mom.
还有呢，他一路都是受的华人教育，多年来也在华人当中服侍。那要到非洲要用英文是比较困难，但是因为知道是出于神，他就顺服神的旨意。
And all the years he has been serving among Chinese, now he had to use English in Africa. This just seems very difficult, but this is from God.
当时有些人会问说，我们华人还有很多人没信主，甚至亚洲人都没听到福音，何必千里迢迢的跑到非洲去呢？
At that time, many people raised a question. There are so many Chinese who haven't heard the gospel. And even in Asia, there are so many people who don't know the gospel. Why Africa so far away?
但他说，神在现身的传道人身上有他的主权。我虽然已经年纪老迈，但是无论神何处差遣，我都应当顺服。
But Xue Yuguang said, God has the authority over my life. Wherever he sent me, I will go.
他说非洲人也是神所爱的，所以救恩，耶稣的救恩不单是给华人而已，所以我们不应该只顾单顾华人的需要而忽略了非洲灵魂的救恩。
And he said God loves African also, and the gospel is not just for the Chinese. We should go and preach the gospel to the Africans.
更何况华人已经领受这福音一两百年，多半都在华人当中传福音，跨文化的宣教是近几十年，因此我们要迎头赶上。
And the Chinese have received the gospel about 200 years already, but we have only started joining the cross-cultural mission for about 10 years. There is a lot of room we need to make up.
薛牧师他所加入的苏丹内地会呢，有三位开拓者，在左边的是加拿大的高文，还有右边的宾汉，中间是美国人肯多玛。
And at that time, Sudan Interior Mission working in Africa had three founders, Gowen and Bin Han from Canada and Kent from United States.
那当时那个苏丹是一个封闭的工厂。那但是他们希望向非洲撒哈拉沙漠以南的这个非洲60万的未得之民传福音，打开这个福音的大门。
At that time, Sudan was a close field, but the three founders had the vision to go to work in this particular area to preach to the people unreached.
因此在1893年的时候，他们就毅然前往这个非洲素有这个黑白人的坟墓的这个地方。
So in 1893, they went to Africa to this place, which was called the graveyard of the whites.
当时由于这个疟疾非常猖獗，所以这个高文和肯多玛他们不到半年的时间就罹患这个痢疾而死亡。
And at that time, malaria was very, very severe. And Gowen and Kent caught malaria and died within a very short time.
那宾汉他就独自一人，他就回到加拿大。他们的在非洲工作都还没有开展，只是在非洲平添了两个坟墓。
And Bin Han at that time was also sick, so he went back to Canada. Their work hasn't really started yet. There were two new graves in Africa.
那宾汉他带着他同伴高文的一点遗物，不晓得怎么样去安慰他的母亲。
And Bin Han at that time brought back Gowen's things that he left after he died. And Bin Han has a hard time comforting Gowen's mother.
但是高文的母亲她说，我宁愿我的儿子顺服神的旨意死在非洲，我也不要他违背神的旨意平安的活在家里。
But Gowen's mother replied, I'd rather my son die within God's will in Africa, but not living out of God's will comfortably in Canada.
宾汉带着这母亲的这 鼓励他。几年后又第二次的到了非洲，但是他有得了这个疟疾，就不能够再去非洲。
And with the encouragement of Gowen's mother, Bingham brought people back to Africa, but he caught malaria again, and he couldn't go back to Africa again.
但他并没有放弃在1902年，他终于差派了第三个团队，成功的在非洲建立这个宣教的基地。
And Bingham did not give up. In 1902, he sent the third team, and this time successfully set up a base in Africa.
那没有想到，在认识宣牧师十年之后，我也加入 SIM 到南非去向回教徒传福音。
After I knew Dr. Xue Yuguang for 10 years, I went to Africa and worked among the Muslims.
我更没有想到25年之后神会带领我来到这个薛院长曾经服侍过的非圣。
And I never imagined after 25 years I came to VSOP where Dr. Xue Yuguang used to serve.
跟大家分享一点在南非的宣教。
And this is a brief sharing about my ministry in South Africa.
Why did I choose the Christian? I said, if you say that I chose the Christian, I'd rather say I'm 16 years old. At that time, because my father didn't believe me, he gave me a severe blow, and I almost got kicked out of the house. But 16 years later, when my father 神给我最好的礼物就是他的回转，而且四位家人回到神的家里。那同时过去我因为信仰几乎失去了家庭，但如今愿意为了寻找永恒的家人，我愿意暂时放下我的家庭。同时我也体会到当一个回教徒信主，他们会被家庭离弃的那种孤单和痛苦。然而想到我们的主耶稣基督，他是神的儿子，为了拯救我们离开父家来到世间，那么而且甚至被钉在十字架上，那么我们所受的呢就算不了什么了。
The need, you can just look at home, there's some sample answers for 991.
为了侍奉我们需要装备，为了加强语言表达我有个别的语言指导，为了能与回教徒对话，我们也在圣经学院接受回教事工的密集训练。回想三年前来到南非，有了新家和新的家人，彼此照顾，在这里咖啡浓，人情更浓。我有了新的朋友，能帮助我驱逐我的相思，也丰富了我的生命和生活。
Happy birthday, Judy! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
需要新的同工，能够同心祷告和并肩侍奉。当我失意时，神用美丽的彩虹来提醒我，神与人立约的记号。
好，我们在宣教的路上，有的时候会孤单，有的时候会遇到困难，但是看到有这么多许多，见证人如云彩围绕我们，我们就要向前努力奔跑。
In this race for the mission, very often it's very lonely and very difficult. But we have all the witnesses in the audience who are cheering us on, so we need to continue.
那我们在奔跑天路上也需要一些操练，就是要放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
But we need to have some discipline as we race. We need to put aside those things which hinder us or burden us.
因为这些重担会影响我们跑步的速度。
And the burdens will slow us down in the race.
那这些重担可能往往可能是一些的今生的私欲、钱财的诱惑，还有厌乐等等。
And the burdens may refer to the things we worry about in our life, the things that some of the habits, some of the indulgence we have in our life.
那这些重担也会往往是我们心头上的一些的负担，比如说忧愁、难过、受压、灰心等等。
And the burden also referred to sometimes the pressure, the worries, all the things that keep us away from running.
那也可能是那些让我们分心的，比如说贪婪、名利、地位等等，都会阻碍我们这个赛跑。
And sometimes they refer to things that distract us, maybe fame, maybe wealth, things that keep us away from our focus.
那最这个原文是单数加上定冠词，对希伯来的信徒似乎是指那些践踏神儿子、轻慢施恩的圣灵这些故意犯罪的事。
And sin here is a singular, so it may refer to the particular sin of sinning against Christ and leaving the faith.
那犯罪呢，就是犯规。我们知道篮球如果五次犯满就要下场，他就会失去这个资格。
And sinning is like crossing a line, break the rules. In basketball, we know after five hours, the person is kicked out of the game.
那信心的反面就是疑惑，我们疑惑神的信实、慈爱、能力等等，也是得罪神的事情。
And opposite to faith is doubt. And when we doubt against God's faith, faithfulness, that's when we sin as well.
那其他无论是嫉妒啊、骄傲、污秽、谎言、暴躁，都需要从我们的性情当中除去。
And other things like pride, jealousy, all these things need to be removed from our life.
那一个有信心的人是宁愿受苦害、受凌辱，也不愿意暂享最终之乐。
And a person with faith is someone who is willing to suffer and not just enjoy and be very complacent in a comfortable life.
我在飞盛有一次上网，但是不幸的就掉入这个一个色情网络的一个邀约，我要杀那个毒，结果就不断的跑出很多的色情的那个网络，然后就赶快把那个一些网络都关掉，我们要逃避这些的试探。
Once when I was on the web and I was looking for information and unfortunately I got trapped in one of those website and come up with all sorts of sexual pictures. And at that time, immediately I close off all the connection because we need to be kept away from the sin.
前个礼拜那个报纸上也报道某个菲律宾的基督学校夜间沦为色情网络的基地。
And there was a report in Philippines, some of the Christian school, in the evening, there were a lot of sexual activity going on that shouldn't be there.
我们现在求神保守我们所思所做的是圣洁的。
Let's pray that what we think, what we do, what we say are holy and they will be sacred in God's eyes.
上个礼拜大家也在茶余饭后就谈到韩国传福音的赵庸基牧师因为贪污判刑三年。
Last week, actually, we talked about Reverend Zhao from Korea who got jail because of corruption.
赵牧师1958年开始建立教会，经过50年，那大会有多到80万，成为世界上规模最大的教会。
In 1958, Reverend Zhao started this church in Korea, and very soon this became one of the biggest church in the world.
那他2002年的时候被控逃税，还有用教会的资产买他儿子的股票。
And but unfortunately later on, he was accused of using the church's property to buy stocks for his son and corruption.
2009年当他退休的时候，教会更控告他挪用教会公款，将教会财产私有化。那这实在是被罪所缠累，我们值得警戒。
And 2009, he was accused by the church that he was mismanaging church fund.
我们不单要有我们要有这样的警觉，要放下一切罪和重担。
And we need to be alert about the burden of sin.
不单有这些操练，我们还有奔跑天路的秘诀，那就是存心仰望存心忍耐和仰望耶稣。
And not just with this discipline, in addition, we need to focus our eyes on Jesus.
这里有两个向度，一个向前奔那摆在我们前的前头路程，是存心仰忍耐；另外一个向度就是向上，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Here are two aspects. One is perseverance, pressing forward. Second is focus our eyes on upward to Jesus.
这个路程呢 ，aguna 翻成这个赛程哈，虽然原来动词是跑，但是我们可以翻成赛程 race。
And here the Greek word means a race.
那在这个原文上指着在场上赛跑的跑者，每一个信徒都是参赛者，我们是为了得奖赏而努力在这个场上奔跑。
And every believer is a participant in this race, and we race because we want to get reward.
我们在这条路上，在神学院，有的时候是一个操练信心的地方。
At very often in seminary, this is where our faith is practiced.
记得在美国读书的时候，我们的学费非常贵，一个学分要六七百块美金。
And in USA, where I was studying, it's very, very expensive. Every credit hour is about $600.
那申请奖学金就非常竞争。
And there's a lot of competition to fight for the scholarship.
有位同学他一直在苦苦等候，申请一个奖学金的下落。当他知道希望落空的时候，他跪下来祷告。
And when one of my classmates, he was waiting for a scholarship, but it fell through. He has to kneel down and pray.
他说：“主啊，我感谢你，我知道一定有其他同学比我更需要这笔奖学金。”
And he said, "Lord, thank you. I think someone else needs this scholarship more than I do."
他读旧约不但要读希伯来文，还要读德文、法文。
And he was doing his study of Old Testament, so he has also studied German and French.
他长跑了八年才读完这个旧约博士。
It took a long race of 8 years before he finished his Old Testament PhD.
所以我们奔跑摆在前头路程需要存心忍耐。
So this race is a long one, and we need to persevere.
我记得在博士班最困难的就是论文写作。
And when I was doing my doctoral study, the worst time is writing the thesis.
当我在写这个文献参考 literature review 的时候，曾经就有三个月过着不见天日不眠不休的生活，关在读书间。
And for 3 months, when I was doing my reading and research for all the material, for about 3 months, I was basically confined in the reading room doing all the work.
那时候我觉得非常困难，几乎走不下去，我就为自己找到一个流泪谷去祷告。
And it was so tough, I wanted to quit. And at that time, it was my valley of tears.
我常常觉得进退不得，要前进呢非常困难，要退后呢又会辜负神的恩典，也怕人耻笑。
And to move on, continue, it was really, really difficult.To back down, I feel shame, and I feel I have abused God's grace.
我不知道大家在非圣的学习是不是有学业的重担，有家人的重担，有财务的重担。我们要存心忍耐，摆那在我们前头的路程。
So when you are studying here, do you feel all these burdens? And during this time, we need to persevere and focus.
要仰望耶稣。
And we need to focus our eyes on Jesus.
当我在芝加哥宣教大会，我听到 William Border 他的故事，非常感动我。
In Chicago's Urbana, I heard this story about William Border, and that was a very touching story.
William Border 他是芝加哥一位富商的儿子。
William Border, he was a son of a very rich businessman.
当他十六岁的时候，他父母给他的生日礼物就是环游世界。
And when he was 16, the parents gave him a birthday gift to travel around the world.
所以他就到了亚洲、欧洲、中东，他看到世界上许多需要的人，他就写信回家说：“我希望以后成为一位宣教士。”
And at that time, he traveled around Asia, Africa, Middle East, and He felt the needs of the world, so he wrote back and said, "I would like to become a missionary."
那他一位朋友非常怀疑啊，就说，他真的会想要抛弃这一切。
And at that time, his friends questioning him and go, "You want to give up everything you have for this?"
他不相信他会放弃这些万贯家财，要做一位宣教士。
In order to become missionary, you want to give up all your wealth?
于是他就在圣经上面写下毫无保留。
But at that time, he wrote in his Bible, "No reserves."
当他在耶鲁读书，听到院长的一篇致辞，他非常的失望，因为他只有提到说我们要有既定的目标，却没有提到说这些我们达到这目标的能力和是从何而来，和怎么样抵挡一些的试探。
When he started studying in Yale, in USA, and once he heard the president addressing the student talk about, you have to have a goal. But William Borden was disappointed because the president did not mention how to get there, the what we need to in order to reach the goal.
所以他就在校园里开始了一个早餐前的一个祷告会，当时一年级的时候大概有150位同学参加，当他在高年级的时候，全校有1300位都参加过这个读经的祷告会。
So when he was in his first year, he started an early morning prayer meeting, and at the beginning there were about 150 participants. When he was in his senior years, there are 1300 people.
William Borden 他一直定睛在神给他的目标上面，他是被呼召要到中国的甘肃的回民当中传福音。
And at that time, he focused his eyes on what Jesus has called him to become missionary to the Muslims in Gansu.
当耶鲁毕业之后，他拒绝了一份高薪的工作，他在圣经上面就写下毫无退缩。
And after he graduated from Yale, instead of taking on a very good offer for a good job, he decided to go in his own direction. And on his Bible, he wrote "No retreats."
他继续在普林斯顿完成他的学业之后，就预备出发要到中国去开始他的宣教工作。
After he finished his study in Princeton, he decided to move on to go to China.
由于他对中国回民的负担，他就先到埃及去学阿拉伯文，但不料在不到三个月，他就罹患这个脑膜炎而去世。
And at that time, before going to China to reach the Muslim, he went to Egypt to learn Arabic. But unfortunately, within 3 months, he got a meningitis and he died.
他死的时候才25岁。
He was 25 when he died.
当他的死讯传到美国的时候，这些报章都争相报道，多么可惜，多么浪费的一个年轻人。
And the news about his death went back to USA, and all the newspapers would say, "What a waste!"
但他其实早已在他死前又写下了第三句话，毫无悔恨。
But in his Bible, before he died, he wrote down the third sentence, "No regrets."
威廉·波顿的事迹后来感动了一位在穆迪的毕业生。
And William Burden's story moved someone from Moody.
海春生在他毕业那年，在穆迪的图书馆读到他的事迹以后，就决定献身到中国西北的回民当中数十年啊。
And this person graduated from Moody after learning about what William Borden had did, decided to go to China to work among the Muslims.
William Borden, 他虽然只有25年在世上生活，但他始终是定睛仰望耶稣。
William Borden wrote he was only 25 when he died, but he focused his eyes on Jesus.
奔跑天路的秘诀就是要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The secret for this heavenly race is to focus our eyes on Jesus.
这句话希腊文的意思就是说，耶稣他是我们，他为我们开始了，他也是为我们的信心的创始者，是我们信心的终结者，他是使我们的信心达到完全。
And this sentence in the original language means Jesus was a beginner.And the person who end this race, he is in every way perfect our race.
那他也是我们信心的榜样。
And he is also our example.
希伯来书十一章首先提到信心，十二章就看到盼望，第十三章就谈到爱。
And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 talk about faith, chapter 12 talk about hope, and chapter 13 talk about love.
信心的最高峰就是顺服神，那耶稣基督就是我们最好的榜样。
And the peak of faith is believing, trusting in Jesus, and he is our best example.
耶稣就是我们的信心创始成终者。
And he is the perfecter of our faith.
有一位Rick 跟Dick 他们的夫妇父子Rick 他是生下来的时候就得到脑性的瘫痪，不能够讲话，也不能走路。
And there's this story about Dick, who he and his wife gave birth to their son Rick, who has cerebral palsy and basically couldn't talk, couldn't walk.
但他的父母希望他跟常人一样有机会参与各样活动，包括运动。
But Rick and his wife, Dick and his wife, the parents decided they want their son to have a normal life.
所以就培养他的运动的兴趣。那Dick 他就想，他跟他的父亲Rick 跟他的父亲 Dick 说，我希望能够参加五公里的赛跑。
And at that time, Rick, the son, wanted to join a 5 kilo kilometer race.
那他的父亲虽然已经进入中年，而且又有心脏病，但是为了实现他儿子的愿望，他就把他推在那个残障车上，带着他跑完了五公里的比赛。
And Rick, although he was already in his middle age and he had some heart problem, but he decided he will put his son in a wheelchair and they will race.
那不止如此 ，Rick 还想要参加马拉松的赛跑。
And at that time, Rick also wanted to join a marathon.
那他的父亲带着他参加了上千次的个赛跑，还有马拉松。
So Rick brought Dick, his son, to join many marathons.
最后他的这个儿子Rick 说，我还要想要参加铁人的竞赛。
And finally, the son said, "I would like to join the Ironman competition."
那铁人的竞赛是铁人三项中最艰困的一个项目，因为它要包括四公里的游泳，然后之后再骑180公里的单车，最后还要接着42公里的赛跑。
And Ironman is really the toughest in triathlon because there is a part of swimming, and there is a cycling, and there is a long race.
但是因为这个儿子的这个父亲儿子的要求。这个父亲他就愿意为儿子付上这一切的代价。
But because the son wants it, the father is willing to pay the price.
虽然这个儿子他是瘫痪的，他不能够做什么，但是他因为他的强烈的一个意志，希望做超出他体能所能够做的。
And the son, though he was paralyzed, he had this will to do what he physically could not achieve.
但是因为他的父亲爱他，为他付上这一切代价来完成他的愿望。
And his father Rick loved him so much, is willing to do everything for him.
亲爱弟兄姐妹，我们有的时候也很像这个坐在瘫痪的一个儿子，我们只能够在很多的困难当中，我们仰望耶稣。
And very often we are just like this paralytic. We couldn't do anything. We can only keep our eyes on Jesus.
他是我们信心创始成终者。
He's the perfecter of our faith.
让我们来看一下一段的影片。
Told the ocean you can only come this far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening, whose words alone
父，我们感谢你，你是我们的信心创始成终者，你在终点那里等待着我们，因此让我们看到有如云彩的见证人围绕我们，我们就奋勇向前奔跑。虽然我们在这里学习，有的时候会遇到一些的课业的重担，有一些遇到一些经济上的一些困难，或者家人的一些的难处，但求主耶稣帮助我们定睛仰望耶稣。Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us Jesus, who are the perfecter and the pioneer of faith. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus and perseverance in the race that ahead of us. Some of us might have striving to complete our study and dissertation, and some of us may encounter with financial difficulties, and some of us may bury some family burden. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, and so that we can run the race and finish the race well. Together, we compete the race. In Jesus' name, amen.